Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to hour number two of our now Friday morning edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm glad you're here. Let's see. Friday, March 9th, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and franklyspeakingradio.com. Debbie Morrow is with us. Debbie, welcome back. Of course, from New Millennium Concepts, the Berkey water filters. Just amazing, amazing products. I've never seen anything like them and probably never will, which is fine with me. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, as you know. We got Kim in West Virginia who had a question for you. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad I got on. I have a low battery beeping again.
Oh, okay.
I was glad to hear that you have the shower filters on sale now. I've been wanting to get one of those, and you say I can hook it right to the long hose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I had a couple other questions. I have my Berkey set up, and we were having problems here with boiling water and stuff.
Kim, can you either turn your radio down or walk a little further away from it? Yes? No?
Is that better?
Hello? I guess. Yeah, okay.
I turned the radio off.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
I have a headphone on. Maybe that's why.
Hmm.
Is it still doing that?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was listening to 3215, by the way.
Gotcha.
Okay. We had to boil water here in Fairmont for certain reasons they couldn't find, but I set that thing up, and that is the best taste of water, and I can't believe how cold it stays in that stainless steel.
Yeah.
I can. My granny
That's fantastic.
Thought it wouldn't be no big deal, but I can't get away from it now. Didn't drink nothing but that.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're cutting out or something.
I've got a low battery.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's any way we can add, like, more tanks onto these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to the water. And also, I'd like some more info on the fluoride.
Yes.
Remover, how to get that, and if there's any way to get it so we could get calcium removal.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Excellent questions, Kim. We'll let you listen offline. Thank you for listening and calling at, just listen on shortwave. So wonderful stuff. All right, Debbie, go ahead. Take it from here.
Okay. As far as getting rid of the calcium, unfortunately, you know, for people who don't want that much calcium is a mineral. We don't take out minerals. So you're still going to have the calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it may accumulate on the outside, depending on how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as actually removing calcium, it doesn't remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will actually see it sometimes even in greater, like see it more visibly after it Berkey's because the pH level changes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you boil your water, you'll see this white foam.
Oh.
Or, you know, a lot of times when you make ice cubes, you see the little floaters and stuff. And that's your calcium, but there's no way to get rid of that.
Hmm.
As far as the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, they hang upside down the bottom tank. You can call me at the toll-free number, and we have them on sale for $49. They're normally
$55. Oh, wow.
They work in conjunction with the black filters. They hang in the bottom, and you can... they last 1,000 gallons, so you need to change them out a little more often than the black filters because fluoride's, you know, bad taste, bad, you know, you can't tell. There's no taste, there's no smell, so you don't want to take the chance. So you change them out more often. And then her other question about making a bigger Berkey, not exactly sure what she meant by that. As far as, like, we do have bigger Berkeys. We have the Imperial and the Crown, and, you know, they're actually, you know, very inexpensively priced if you wanted to have a second one, or if you just wanted to get a bigger one and then maybe, you know, sell you the one you have to one of your friends or something like that. You could do that. But I don't know how you could actually put a small, you know, like a smaller top tank on a bigger bottom tank.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely something to... to explore, and we've talked about that a little bit too, about sort of making your own as long as you buy the purification elements.
Right.
Hang on a second, Deb. Folks, we'll be back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Let's get back to Debbie Morrow. Debbie joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Boy, I loved those questions she asked me.
Yeah, they were excellent questions.
That was the best I could answer.
Well, we should probably explore some of these things. And again, you know, you were talking about this once on the show, that people can actually make their own filter system if they, as long as they can do it somehow, maybe secure it properly where you've got it where it drips down, you know, without any sort of contaminants, you know,
right.
Various things like that. But it's relatively easy to do.
Yeah, you could take two buckets and put one on top of another. I mean, if you're in a pinch, you know, yeah, I mean, the important thing is being able to filter your water. And, you know, it's just having a container that one will sit on top of another and you can get the water out.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is drill a half-inch hole. So, you know, make it pretty flat so you don't leak any water. So,
yeah.
you know, I mean, anybody could do it if they were in a pinch and just get the filters. But, you know, we're very affordable. If people want to save the money for it, just take a little bowl or something and throw your change in it every day. And before you know
it,
you'll have a Berkey water filter in no time.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do is take a 2-liter bottle, like a soda bottle, and cut the top off and then put a half-inch hole in the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then secure the filter in the half-inch hole, and then put a little hole on each side of the soda bottle, and then put, like, a piece of wire or something, and you could hang it in a tree if you needed to if you were camping.
Wow.
And you could, you know, have it drip into a bucket, you know, something like that.
That's very innovative.
So there are things that you can do.
You're like the MacGyver of water filters.
Yeah, right. I just love Berkey so much, and they really do work.
They do. You know, they're amazing.
And I'm so thankful, and I do not own the company, and I don't get a commission. I don't get any cuts, you guys. Mm-hmm. I just work hard for you guys because I love you so much because, you know, it's good water.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at water in the news this last week.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of it, actually.
There has. You know, like February 21st in the news, there was a thing about in Los Angeles that the Metropolitan Water District, which supplies 18 million people in 6 counties throughout the L.A. region, will begin adding fluoride to the water it delivers to 26 local water districts in July. And I have to tell you, those people in Los Angeles have lobbied against this for years, and a judge finally said, you know what, we're doing it, I think is the story that I heard.
Jeez.
And they lost their right to decide, I guess. And it says, since this decision was made, the American Dental Association has, for the first time ever, acknowledged the dangers of fluoridation to children and issued a warning to the public. Okay? Last November, the ADA said that infants less than a year old may be getting more than the optimal amount of fluoride if they consume formula or food prepared with fluoridated water.
Mm-hmm.
They went on to say to consider using water that has no or low levels of fluoride, and there's an estimated 240,000 babies under 1 year old in the Metropolitan Water District.
Wow.
So, you know, they have all this powdered formula now and powdered food,
That's right. All
you do is add water. And, you know, at the grocery store where I live, they were selling fluoridated water for babies, and they've taken those off the shelf.
Wow.
They don't have them there anymore, but they were in, like, pink-labeled bottles, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So I thought that that story was an amazing...
That is an amazing story. I didn't even catch all that one. I heard bits and pieces of it, but no, that's phenomenal. Well, you know, and that to me is fascinating. That gels with what I've heard. You know, some amount of fluoride does have potential, I guess, to harden your teeth, from what I understand. However, you don't need it in your water because you can get it in other places, is what I was that's how I always understood it. But I don't use toothpaste with fluoride in it. I'm not a big fan, myself, of fluoride in general. It just makes my teeth hurt. But, you know, in general, this is vital that people understand this, especially, you know, those people out there in Los Angeles. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, one thing about people in California, a lot of the people are health conscious.
Yeah.
You know, they're into exercise and walking and, you know, all the yuppie things that they do and all that stuff, you know. And so this is a hard battle that they lost.
Yes, but hopefully it won't just be resignation. You know, they won't just give up and say, well, I guess we'll just have to drink this stuff.
Well, I think a lot of people don't even know. You know, I don't think they even realize what's going to happen to them. You know,
why would they be against it if they didn't realize
it? The people who are lobbying it and all that were against
it. Right, but that's not everybody.
But the normal everyday person,
that makes sense.
They just don't even realize. Like, you know, I have friends that live there, and I tell them, you know, they're going to start adding fluoride to your water, and they're like, oh, I didn't know we didn't have it, you know, or something. So, you know, the normal person who just, you know, raises their family and goes to work every day, doesn't realize what really has happened to them.
Well, you know, we had that story that we did last time, I think I faxed it to you, where it did sort of address what fluoride does to your body, but I'm sure you probably have heard a great many things from people, you know, who call in and talk with you, and I know you like to chat about, you know, sort of what their situation is all about. What have you heard about fluoride as far as its adverse effects, aside from maybe what most people probably already know, but for those who maybe don't know?
Well, fluoride actually is so bad.
Yeah.
And in this book, you know, the one I told you my husband just
mm-hmm.
got me,
mm-hmm.
this guy who even, you know, I don't even know exactly. What I liked about this book was that he had a lot of information pretty easy, you know. I'm looking for what he said, but he titles it Fluoride, Not So Healthy After All, and even one thing I learned from reading this, which I didn't know before, is that fluoride can interfere with vitamin and mineral functions, and it's
wow.
also linked to calcium deposits and arthritis, which I knew that,
yeah.
you know. But I didn't know that it could interfere with the absorption of your vitamins and minerals. And so that was an interesting thing that I learned. And I've heard things, you know, like that fluoride, it's like putting rat poison in your food. It's a corrosive poison, and it causes all kinds of long-range, you know, problems like little tiny holes in your bones so that you eventually... you know, get osteoporosis and things like that. There's just lots of really bad things. And people who think that, you know, they're just crazy, it's not really that bad, just go to the grocery store, look at all the tubes of toothpaste, and right on the toothpaste it says, if you ingest it, call poison control.
Right there.
You know.
That'll tell you.
You know, so... you know, don't take it from me, but take mm-hmm. it from other people. And one of the things that I learned is that there's a kind of cancer
mm-hmm.
called osteosarcoma,
mm-hmm.
and fluoride is linked to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, just all kinds of things.
Yeah, number of things. It's just amazing, really.
Well, and it's going directly into your bloodstream. That's what
yeah.
people have to realize.
Sure.
Like, when you brush your teeth with it and stuff... all those little blood vessels that are holding your teeth and making your gums all healthy, those, you know, when you take homeopathic vitamins and different things, you put it under your tongue.
You mean homeopathic?
Yeah, homeopathic.
Not homopathic.
No, homeopathic.
It's a completely different vitamin altogether.
Okay. But you know the ones that you put under your tongue and you let them melt?
Yes.
The reason you do that is because it's better absorption into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Well, imagine when you brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
That you're opening those blood vessels up by
sure.
scrubbing your teeth,
mm-hmm.
and then you're getting that poison right into your system.
Absolutely.
You know, and then I've heard things like it makes people listless.
That See, that's the other thing, yeah, because it affects your thyroid as well, and it decreases energy, it increases weight gain, any number of really, really atrociously bad things.
Yeah, and they used to use it back in the concentration camps is what I heard.
I've heard that as
and
well.
And they used it to make people listless.
More docile.
And,
sure.
Yeah, stuff
well.
Like that. So, you know, God, it's just, here's a thing in this book that I got from, I don't know if you know Dr. Stan Monteith.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets. And it says, fluoride causes dental fluorosis, damages the DNA repair enzymes, increases risk for osteoporosis, increases risk of cancer, causes genetic damage, causes skeletal fluorosis, causes abnormal brain development.
Mm-hmm. Just goes on and on.
Thyroidism.
Hang on a second, Deb. We got another quick break. Folks, we're back in three. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Debbie Morrow is on the phone with us. And, Debbie, welcome back.
Hi. Thanks
Hi.
For having me. I was looking up in this book about fluoride, you know, and the statement he makes here is that it is essential to remember that fluoride is so reactive it can eat through steel, glass, iron, aluminum, and most other substances. It joins mercury as being one of the most poisonous substances on Earth. And then it says, for example, hydrofluoric acid fluorine is used for glass etching, and sodium fluoride, which is what they put in toothpaste in high concentrations, is used in rat poison and pesticides, and in smaller concentrations, you'll find it in your toothpaste.
Wow.
Or in your drinking water. It says, a common ingredient of many pesticides, and then it's got this long name, sodium hexafluoridisilicate, also known as sodium silica fluoride, is added to drinking water.
It's like the same section. It just spells it out like that.
Yeah, it's just like thing after thing. You know, because I study a lot of this stuff, because, you know, people call me and ask me so many questions. They think I'm a scientist, and I'm not. I mean, sometimes I have to tell people, you know, I wish that we could fix it better, but we can't. You know, this is it.
Sure.
You know, but fluoride's really bad. Do you want to get on to another news report?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how about this one? Let's see.
That's amazing.
It's a really good one. Okay, this one is in March 2nd, which is a few days ago, in Woburn, Massachusetts, residents were told to boil their drinking water after routine tests show the presence of E. coli bacteria near a city water tank.
Mm, yeah.
Gee, I wonder how many residents didn't hear that bulletin.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but if you were burking your water every day, it wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter. That's right. Exactly right.
You could drink it and cook with it and everything. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here's another one. Let's see.
Well, I had seen a few that I thought were
see?
Very interesting. One was that they're going to start marketing soft drinks as what did they say, like sparkling it's like sparkling beverage, I think is what they're going to call it, and they're going to market this as more healthy. Now, aside from the fact that it, you know, especially the diet drinks, which are just chock full of aspartame, which you know basically gives you MS symptoms and a variety of other things, the idea here is they're taking a beating. And a story that came out also around the same time is basically that in the UK they're selling bottled water a lot more than soda, in essence. So, you know, obviously there's something to that. But what people don't realize is that most of the bottled water is owned by the soda companies, which means that, in essence, there's no guarantee that they're putting good stuff in there for you anyway, or not putting things in there at all. This is the perfect reason. You know, most of the time in the studies that I've seen, bottled water is no different than tap water. If it tastes better or tastes different, it just tastes like it's tap water from another place. You know, it doesn't taste like your tap water, so you think, oh, this tastes so much better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and people get fooled into that because...
Absolutely.
They get to where... See, even I'm guilty of that before I came to work for Berkey. I didn't drink any bottled or filtered water. I just drank regular plain old tap water.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always goof around and, you know, people would say, oh, you know, don't you want bottled water? And I'd say, no, I like the taste of chlorine. I didn't know it was bad for me.
Wow.
You know, and I did, you know, because I was used to what my water tastes like.
Yeah.
And I'd say, no, I like to taste chlorine. And then when I would drink bottled water, I would always say, ooh, this tastes flat, you know.
Flat.
And so people, it does. It has that flat flavor, you know, when you drink the bottled water.
Yes.
So when I first got my Berkey, it was such a difference.
It's a dramatic
that I actually
difference.
Had to mentally change my thinking because suddenly I went from drinking flavored chlorine water to drinking water that didn't have chlorine, and that was a pretty amazing thing.
You know what we do? We buy like those cases of bottled water. It's like $5 or something.
Uh-huh.
And then we take all those bottles and we open them up, dump them in the top of the Berkey, fill them up on the bottom, and then put them in the fridge.
How do you do that?
How do I do that?
Why?
Because I like having a bottle.
Oh, you like the bottles?
Well, yeah. I mean, otherwise I'm washing dishes.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I just like having a bottle because I can, you know, leave the house with it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not one of those people who leaves the house.
Bottle.
Oh, I do. But, I mean, you know, I got a fight. I got a whole household who wants to take that thing around.
So the bottled water you buy, does it have minerals in it?
I don't know. I don't know which brand in particular we buy.
Oh, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah. Well,
I hope you're getting your minerals.
Well, does the Berkey filter it out?
No,
well, then it should
are
be
good
fine.
For you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I know, but if you're putting bottled water in the top of your Berkey, you might be putting water in it. Do you do it all the time?
Yeah.
Really? I would check and make sure you're getting mineralized water.
Well, I mean, that's not the only water.
Okay, that's what I wondered.
No, I just...
That was the only water.
No. I mean, we just dump it in there, you know, to empty it, basically.
I made you stumble.
You didn't make me stumble. You asked a very... You know what you did is you asked a goofy phrased question, so, you know, that's why it's...
Well, I'm always goofy at this time of night. I have no idea.
I think you're doing pretty good. It's 12:30. Hang on, folks. We're going to have another break here, Deb. We'll be back in three, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We've had Debbie Morrow on with us, and you're getting loopy, you said?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, good, good. Well, hi. Very good. Welcome back, of course, from New Millennium Concepts, the website berkeywater.com, and the phone number. People want to place orders, and of course, if they say they heard it here, you guys always have the various deals and different things on sale and whatnot, and that's always a good thing. But the phone number is 888-803-4438, correct?
That's absolutely right.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And
hey,
go
ahead.
I was
going
to say, when you go to our website at berkeywater.com mm-hmm. and you're looking at everything, make sure you go to the frequently asked questions. It's called FAQs. Really great information mm-hmm. on there, and you can flip through everything. And usually when people call me with questions, if they just look at those frequently asked questions, that's exactly the answers.
Oh, that's good. Right, well, that makes it easy on you.
Yeah, well, a lot of people like to call just because they want to talk to me anyway.
I'm
which
sure
is
they
fine.
Do. You're a celebrity.
Yeah, right.
You are.
In my own little tiny little
everybody
world.
Knows who you are. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this. You know, I actually mentioned to you guys the other day about how in the lead-up to the Y2K thing that the feds were sniffing around wanting to know who was purchasing water filters.
Yep.
Tell that story.
Okay, well, I have to... Boy, that's a memory one back in the day. See, back during Y2K, when I went to work for New Millennium, I had no idea. I didn't know anything about Y2K, preparedness. I knew nothing, you know. And God got me the job, and I went to work for Jim Shepard. And we were working our butts off. I mean, we were working so hard day and night because, I mean, people were, like, ordering all these water filters. It was unbelievable. Well, one day, you know, Jim, he's very conscientious about everything and the bookkeeper and stuff. We got a freeze on our bank accounts. And, you know, Jim checked on it, you know, and found out why, you know, it was frozen and stuff. And they contacted us, the government contacted, and they wanted Jim to, what they did was they said they were freezing the assets of the credit cards because we were doing so much business. They wanted a list of all of our customers. So in their minds, you know, what they were saying was, that so we could prove that we were shipping the product and not doing credit card fraud.
Oh.
Which was a crock.
That's ridiculous.
And it was in worldnewsdaily.com.
Really?
All over because Noah's Pantry was a real big Y2K supplier.
Yes.
And they did the same thing to them.
Wow.
And several other ones. And it was in World News Daily. You can go back to the old archives and read about them. But they froze the assets, and they wanted Jim to give a list of all of our stuff, and we absolutely refused to do it.
Bravo.
And Jim, you know, ended up, you know, getting things taken care of by not giving the list out.
See, I think that's such an important point, you know, is just refusing. Just outright, just say no. And I applaud you guys for that.
Well, and you can prove your shipping other ways. You don't have to give them lists of your shipping and stuff because you can show them how much product you're bringing in and say, well, look, we're bringing this product in. Obviously, we're selling it and sending it out. You know? There's other things you can do. You don't have to bow down to the devil.
There you go.
Just so that, you know, they can have their way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because back then, that was in the Clinton era, I think, and that was when he was doing all those executive orders about, you know, nobody was allowed to hoard water, food, or anything, and you were supposed to turn in your neighbors, you know. And that was before September 11th.
That's right.
And they wanted people turning in their neighbors. So then September 11th happens, which I have no idea who caused September 11th. It's bigger than I can imagine. But it's amazing how all of that stuff that Clinton wanted to have done, as soon as September 11th happened, then boom, suddenly everybody's turning in their neighbors.
That's right.
You know, and everybody's looking around the corner for something, you know, and everybody's in fear. And so now it's okay to, you know, just be scared all the time and turning people in and, you know.
It's ridiculous.
It is, and it's all stemmed from all those things back in 1999, I think.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, what's so amazing about it is it does highlight the fact that there is no discernible difference there between Democrats and Republicans, between Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, between Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr., between George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton, the future president. So, you know, these are all the same thing, whether it's as an excuse for emergencies because of a computer glitch that's going to cause whatever nonsense they're talking about. And or because of terrorism, it's nonsensical. And the very fact that people give in to these demands and they give in to these anti-terrorism or whatever legislation and the idea that they're going to make us safer, it's nonsense. And it's all fear-based.
It is, and that's what they do is they plant the fear.
Yeah.
They plant the fear, then they feed the fear, and then they lull you into a state of apathy about it.
Well said.
See, and that's what they do. I mean, you know, and that's in everything in life, you know, almost, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you know, like right now, unfortunately, my van tag, in Texas you have to have inspection stickers, and mine went out, you know, like on February 28th.
Was it like emissions or something?
Yeah, you have to have your new tag, your safety tag for emissions and stuff. And I haven't had a chance yet to go, you know, get it done. I should have done it in February and didn't. Now I'm past due, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go do it. It's like I don't even own my own car anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everything, it seems like, you know, the government regulates everything.
That's right.
And, you know, you have no, very little recourse, not no recourse. I heard there was a really cool walk on Austin. I saw it on the Texas News that on Texas Independent Day last Friday, there was a walk on Austin, and all the farmers and stuff, and these weren't people who necessarily listened to your programming and these programmings, but these were people who are concerned, and they were farmers and local people and stuff, and they did a walk on Austin, and it was just like in the olden days. They had their tractors, and they had signs and balloons, and they wanted the government to know that they didn't want their land being pieced apart because of the superhighway. And, you know, this one farmer, he said, you know, he said, y'all are going to put this highway there with these walls, and it's going to take me 2 hours to go around the freeway to get to the other side of my property. You know, so, you know, this, what is it called, eminent domain? Did I say it right?
Yes.
All that stuff they're taking away from us. Whatever happened to our, you know, our rights, our Bill of Rights and
well said.
All that stuff, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, people need to, they need to understand what their authority is, and they need to claim that. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, violence or anything like that, because I'm not a big fan of that at all in any capacity. But, you know, it's about empowering yourself with what you're able to do. And there are always going to be times when the odds look stacked against us, and people may say, like, perfect example would be the people out there in California dealing with the fluoride issue. So, you know, hey, they lost. But what are they going to do about it now? And the answer is, of course, do some research and find out, how do I remove this fluoride from my water that I don't have a choice about? You know, empower yourself to do something.
Absolutely, and I bet you there's not going to be a whole bunch of stuff on the news or the radio about, guess what, you're getting fluoride tomorrow, July 1st, you're getting fluoride added to your water.
Yeah.
I guess they won't even know because you can't smell it, can't taste it.
That's probably exactly
right. You know, and the people won't even know, so that's why I'm making sure that, you know, as I'm on your program or other people's program, I want people to know, and then tell your neighbors, you know, hey, you know, call your water district, find out, do they put fluoride in your water? Because a lot of people don't know. I happen to live in a neighborhood that they don't put fluoride in my water, which is really, really unusual in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I happen to be in this little old subdivision, and the little part that I get my water from, they don't fluoridate it. Very weird.
Wow.
But, you know, so if you don't know if they put fluoride in your water, you just call your water district and ask them, because they're proud of it. They think it's a good thing.
They'll happily admit to it.
Yeah, they will.
Some secret.
And they'll even, like, transfer you to the water plant or give you the number, and you get to talk to the head honcho there, you know, and stuff. One time I even took a tour of the water plant here where I live. Yeah, I called him up and said, you know, can I come see it? And he gave me a tour because they're very hard workers. They're proud of what they do. And they really think they're doing a good thing, you know, a lot of them. So, you know, the regular worker people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, go and ask them if you can take a tour. Ask them, where do you get your water from? You know, that was my big thing. You know, this water park they're building near my house that I'm so excited about.
Yeah, that you might walk to, but only if they built the sidewalk and you get in shape.
I know. Well, I was wondering where they're going to get the water from, because, like, Lake Grapevine, where I live, is, like, 10 feet low for, like, a year now.
Yes.
So I was kind of curious about that. You know,
it's interesting you bring that up, too, because last summer we had 48 states in drought conditions at any given time. Not all at once, but 48 in total.
To have a newspaper article about
that. See, and that's interesting, and this will lead into that. But I've been watching stuff like this about where they've been going with this. And various states right now, especially out in the West, you know, where you've got the farming communities, these people, if they're still farming at all, which a lot of them are not, they sold off their cows, they got rid of their crops, they said, I can't afford to be in this business anymore. We just took too much of a beating with the droughts last year. They're already, you know, here, and this has been going on for a couple months now, you know, even in the winter, they've been fighting over water rights coming this summer.
Yep, that's exactly what this says.
Oh, okay.
It's February 22nd, MSNBC, and it says, according to a report by the National Academy of Sciences, severe water shortages are likely to constrain future expansion of population, architecture, and industry in the southwestern U.S., the fastest-growing part of the country. The study focused on the Colorado River, which supplies water to about 25 million people and millions of acres of farmland in seven states. It concluded that droughts will be longer and more serious than had been previously assumed.
Wow.
So that's exactly what you were just talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And
well,
then, on the other hand, you have flooding in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And when floods happen, you know what happens to the sewage?
Mm-hmm.
It goes into the water system.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they tell you to boil the water.
Yeah, well, we saw the same thing in New Orleans because they had all those toxic dumps.
I know. Whatever happened to all that? You know, you don't hear about it, do you?
Well, there's no one there to complain.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And you wonder what it, you know, think of all, I mean, they don't talk about stuff like that. Like all the, you know, gasoline refineries and, you know, like, what about all the blood and stuff that was in the hospitals?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff that got flooded.
There's a great many things that that we're not getting enough of. But you know, then again, I can't really blame people for not demanding it because there's always something new hanging over their heads. There's always some new story that's sort of looming right there in the forefront. And of course, all programmed, of course, by the mainstream media who have their stories of choice, and then a bunch of crap filler that they throw in there as well. But you're absolutely right. This is something we all need to start talking about. You know, other things too. They've been talking about the oil, and they said that, in essence, looking down into the future as far as various places like, for example, Venezuela is now pushing to be identified as the number one country with oil reserves, you know, the most of any other country. And they're looking to develop some of these things. Well, what they've said, in essence, is that some of the development projects are going to be so ridiculously expensive when you take this heavy crude and like the oil sands up in Canada and you start processing those take a lot more work. And then also it says that it takes filtered water that they're going to have to use in this process, which, you know, also begs the question, in addition to the exorbitant cost of gasoline and oil, excuse me, the filtered water that it takes to make it, well, that's also going to be a scarcity, which means that it's going to be more in value. This is a perfect reason why people should be filtering their own water, because you never know. If your municipal water supply gets hit by something like a biological or chemical terrorist attack or just some vagrant who's, toxic and falls in your water supply, whatever the case may be, or even natural disasters, things like that, you may not have water.
Yeah, and that's something I really talk to people about.
Yes.
Is, you know, those big 55-gallon blue barrels?
Yeah, you store them, right?
I do. I have eight of them. I have four in my backyard and three in my garage, and my garage actually attaches to my kitchen so that you don't have to go outside.
That's great.
And I really want people to think about that. And I know a good supplier who does ship them and sells them pretty cheap.
Okay.
Because back in Y2K, you used to, you know, just pick them up everywhere, but they're not as easy to find now. And the thing is, if you don't have stored water and you don't filter it before you store it, just store tap water, throw some chlorine in it, and just seal it up, and maybe every 6 months, you know, recycle it, throw it away, and put more in. But if you don't have some barrels of stored water in a catastrophe or in a blackout or in martial law or any of those things that they could do to us that we don't, I mean, God, I'm beginning to sound like everybody, but you got to have your own source of water. And I don't live that close to a pond, you know, and a lot of people don't live that close to a pond. So get some of those barrels and put them in your backyard, and then you're at least secure. And make sure you get a really good pump, because you don't want to have barrels of water and then you can't get the water out.
Yeah.
You know, so you get a hand pump. And this guy that I know, if anybody wants to know who it is, I can let them know. But he sells really good hand pumps, and he sells shaker flashlights and all kinds of stuff. A very good distributor of ours. But please, be smart. It doesn't cost that much to buy a couple of those barrels, you know, and stuff. And then with canned food, I don't buy a whole bunch of Y2K stuff and everything. I buy, like, chunky beef soup and things that we'll eat, because studies have shown that it's not a great idea to buy stuff you don't like, because when you're going to feed your kids and stuff like that, you want it to be food they're going to eat, you know?
So, I say, if they're hungry enough, they'll eat whatever they can get.
Yeah, that's true. My husband would be happy with peanut butter and crackers.
Well, Well, it's an important issue, and as far as the water filtration goes, it's certainly a vital component, I mean, to life. If you think about it, aside from air, water comes next pretty much on the scale of human necessity. And if you don't have good water, you don't have good health at all in any capacity, bar none. I mean, that is just a simple, simple fact. So, folks, you need to make sure that you're squared away. And if you are, good for you. Good for you. But tell other people about this and make sure they know about all the different things that Debbie's discussed tonight. Not necessarily about her daughter's cow, but about the water stuff she talked about. All very, very important. Stay with us, folks. We're back to wrap up the hour here in about 3 minutes.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and an absolute joy and a pleasure to have our caller, our guest here with us tonight, Debbie Morrow. Debbie, welcome back. Of course, I always, always, always love our conversations.
I love talking to you, too.
Vice versa. Well, you know, you're a ray of sunshine. You really are. You're always so cheery. And, you know, the other thing that's always impressed me about you is you always have faith. And, I mean, you don't worry about stuff. And I just think that's fantastic.
Well, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. I said that to somebody at the Phoenix thing. This man, he was like, he joined us for dinner, actually, at this, oh, God, I didn't tell you. They had a Cupid's restaurant right across the street from the hotel, which Cupid's is this hot dog place that I used to eat at when I was a kid, you know, growing up in Canoga Park in the San Fernando Valley. There's a Cupid's, and it's like a little hut on the corner, and you went and you got the best Chicago hot dogs, the kind that snap when you bite them, you know, and everything with chili and stuff. Well, they had a Cupid's, but it was a restaurant right across the street from the hotel, and I hadn't had a Cupid's in forever, and either Bob and Judy had never had a Cupid's. So, and she never got one because she didn't go to lunch with us. I just remembered she didn't get to eat there. She had breakfast there. But anyway, so we were eating at Cupid's, and they had kosher hot dogs. Oh, God, it was so good. And
I'm not a big hot dog fan.
No, I'm not either, but I like kosher. And, you know, like it was a Cupid's, you know, it brought back childhood memories of going there with my parents and stuff. So anyway, this man sat with us because, you know, like we all had our name tags and stuff. And he said, can I join you? And we were all chatting. So anyway, somewhere in the conversation, I said something about, well, you know, I just want to live life and be blessed here today, gone tomorrow. And he looked at me and said, well, when you cross the road, be careful to look so you're not gone today. And it was
That's
so sweet.
Good.
Yeah. He cracked me up.
That's funny.
You know, but you got to look at things as just being dust. I mean, if you guys knew some of the stuff that goes on, you know, in my life, you'd be going, golly, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can escape into my Berkey world, I guess, sometimes, too, you know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you for
the world.
Yes. Thank you for sharing your Berkey world with us here this evening.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's always a great time. Again, you got the sport Berkey, then you've got the sort of generic, non-labeled sport Berkey. It's still a Berkey. You guys have the Berkey Light, the Big Berkey, the Travel Berkey, the Imperial Berkey, got the shower head with the filter, and then just the filter on for your shower. What am I forgetting?
You're forgetting we have potassium iodate.
Oh, yeah,
and Mylar bags. And
that's an important thing, too. You know, they're talking about doing nuclear drills here in the U.S. again.
Yeah.
Going back to, like, 60s eras, 50s.
You mean where they do them out in the desert?
I don't mean nuclear testing, although they are talking about that as well. But I'm talking about nuclear drills.
You mean where you put your... self underneath your desk in third grade.
Yeah, whether
put your head to the middle of the room and let your butt get the glass.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, because that's much better.
I know.
Well, your phone number is 888-803-4438. The website, berkeywater.com, BERKEYwater.com. And Debbie, a pleasure as always.
Thank you for having me, and y'all have a good night.
All right, you take care. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And, folks, we're going to take a short break here. We're back in about 90 seconds with more of our open line Thursday/Friday edition of Frankly Speaking Radio.